damn you, my mental shielding wasn't up. I got 100% visual.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most chilly podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Dan. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Who's gonna be the beans? Because I'm gonna be the meat.
I wasn't talking about that chili.
Do you guys have a problem, like, in the winter? And I don't. It might just be me, but like your shoes just don't keep your feet warm in the winter.
I do not have that problem.
Really?
Yeah. I got a solution for you.
All right.
Wear socks.
I am wearing socks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing thick socks.
You just said shoes.
We're going to play that game. We're going to play the little fact game. Oh, you left something out?
Yes, but I buy cheap-ass shoes, and most tennis shoes have mesh in them to keep your feet cool, and mesh means that water and/or snow can get in.
Like, I mean,
making your socks wet, making your feet wet, making you cold.
Or skate shoes are supposed to be pretty thick and warm and durable, but they're just, my feet are just fucking constantly cold.
You gotta get a pair of boots or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going to Target later on and getting some boots.
How often do you see skaters in the snow?
Never.
Don't skaters normally hibernate during the winter?
Yeah, they do.
BMXers come out in the winter?
They come out for the X Games.
Then they go back to sleep.
X Games that are in summer.
Smoke a bunch of pot and then go back to sleep.
Oh, it's still snowy out. All right. See you in 6 months.
Man, I was not ready for snow yet.
I was not expecting this much snow. I heard 1 to 3 inches. So I was like, oh, okay, that's not bad. But I thought 6 o'clock-ish I went out. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. The snow stopped. And then, I was over at a buddy's place, and then I looked out the window, and it was, the nice, thick, heavy snowflakes, and I was just like, shit!
Yeah, I had my car in the garage, because I was rotating my tires, and then I got done doing that, and I pulled my car out, and, I talked to my dad for a little bit. I walk upstairs, and I look outside, it's covered.
I'm like, fuck. God, it's snowing fast. Yeah, it was snowing, pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fucking snow is here already.
Well, at least it's not October. Not getting some October snow. That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the middle of November, so I guess I expect it.
Yeah.
At the same time, just fucking snow.
A couple years ago, we had it before Halloween, which was shitty.
That was shitty. And then, a long time ago, we had that snowstorm.
That, shut down Omaha.
Yeah.
It was, snow ice.
Yeah, I was, in third grade when that happened.
Was that? I think that was the year Halloween got canceled here.
Well, it kind of depends on. You can't really cancel Halloween.
I know. But
it's kind of up to a lot of individuals.
The city of Omaha was the city of Omaha was like, if you want to do Halloween tomorrow, that's totally cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good Halloween that year.
Yeah,
because there was no point in going outside. In fact, it was kind of dangerous because there was a lot of snow hung on branches.
Yeah, because the ice had just stuck the snow to the branches, so trees were falling over all over the place because the ice had just weighed down the trees.
That's awesome.
I have a really crazy picture. I actually did a Photoshop restore thing in one of my classes of a picture from that October, and there's just all these trees hanging over, almost touching the ground, over our fence, which never ever happened. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You guys are both from Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
Omaha born and raised?
Yeah.
Corned beef, fan, born and raised. Speaking of Nebraska, was it last week where there was that goddamn Nebraska smell?
What the fuck is... I've heard you say that before, and I have no idea what that is.
It smells like the stockyards just fucking opened, and they just fanned the smell of just cow shit everywhere.
You know what happens sometimes? After Halloween, a bunch of fucking pumpkins decay, and it smells like decaying pumpkins.
Oh, see, I just call it the Nebraska smell. It just smells like the fucking stockyards open, and there's a cow asshole just fanning in my nose.
What?
Yeah, I've heard you say that before, and I have no idea what that is.
If any of our listeners wanted to come to Nebraska, I think you successfully deterred them.
All right, next time there's a Nebraska smell, I'll just text both of you. Be like, Nebraska smell!
Come to my location. Avengers, assemble.
It was everywhere, though. Like, it was at the apartment. It was at work. So I was like, it's a goddamn smell.
I mean, because, like...
It's like the ground...
I went outside, too, and I never smelled anything.
Really?
Like I said, I've heard you say it before, and I've got no clue, Andy.
Going back real quick, the first snowstorm I ever saw was on the first time we moved, whenever we moved up here when I was in the seventh grade. And we had 13 inches of snow, shut down the city. Like, that was my first experience with snow. I got to see snow at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
We had to stay there. We couldn't stay at the house because we couldn't get there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. The poor guys from the moving company, because they're from Alabama. So they were preparing for an Alabama winter, not a Nebraska winter. They were cold as shit. The funniest thing I've ever heard somebody from Alabama say is, so it was a couple good old boys, and we pull up, and you guys, whether you know it or not, you have large squirrels. You guys,
no, we do.
You have very large squirrels. Our squirrels down south are like little. They're like little guys? Very little. And so one guy was holding something, and he stopped and just looked and went, whoa, that squirrel could feed my whole family. I was just like, oh, my God.
You're right. Yeah. I did not know. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
That we have big squirrels.
You also have black squirrels. I've never seen a black squirrel till I got up here.
Yeah. Matt's had some buddies.
Yeah. I used to have a black squirrel that I fed out on my deck.
Oh, you never feed the black ones.
I'm trying to remember Lewis, yeah. And then one day you saw him in the street.
Yeah. Lewis was in the street.
I think I got a text message and we were all just everyone at work was just like, oh,
day of mourning for Lewis.
Yeah. It was a pretty sad.
To be honest, I didn't do any like DNA testing.
But didn't he just stopped coming?
Yeah, he stopped coming. And black squirrels they're kind of rare, so you know.
They're notorious for taking and leaving. Have you guys ever seen a white? Are there white squirrels?
I'm sure there are
albino squirrels. There's albino pretty much anything.
Yeah, look over here.
Your eyes aren't red. Oh no, I can barely see you. Who are you? How was your week?
I got nothing to talk about.
Just work?
Yep.
Yeah, mine was just work.
That's literally every week what we talk about.
I know.
every week it's, how's your week? Work.
I know. Now we're getting into like adult life. Or it's not like, what'd you do for school over the weekend? Oh, this was fucking awesome. No, just, it's adult life now. Work.
I mean, I do have a work story I could share, I guess.
Yes, please.
I had a customer call in. Social Security like, hey, numbers. Could you close my account? I'm like, all right, yeah, no problem. I can close your account.
Do you get that a lot? Like, account closures?
Every now and then.
Okay.
It's usually from people that are like, I didn't know I had one. And apparently, I do close it. So I close the account, and then they're like, okay, cool. I had a question about the last transaction on that account. And I'm like, sorry, ma'am. I can't look it up. Well, why not? Because you don't have an account.
Does PayPal not keep them for like a 30-day?
I mean, there are records somewhere,
that's funny.
Not in front of me.
That's funny.
The order of operations you did that in was incorrect. I'm gonna transfer you to someone else. Click.
What's the highest level of like customer support that like if someone's just fucking rageaholing?
That would be a supervisor.
Oh, what? Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know if they had like anger prevention unit.
We do have a name for it, but I don't know if it's like
the APU.
I don't know if it's like a proprietary name. I could tell you after the podcast.
Yeah, I like all these secrets. I like trade secrets.
Did you guys see the South Park episode?
I did, the freemium one.
The virtual reality.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought the ending of that was really, really that funny.
So it surprised me. It didn't help that they were plastering that shit all over Facebook. So I'm like, where did these kids come from?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a surprise. But if it would have been a surprise, that would have blown my mind.
Oh, that's nice. It was a surprise for me. I didn't say it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It was really good. I love Butters.
Yeah.
The kid Butters.
Yeah. I'm not grounded anymore.
And the customer support who called and
said, the customer support.
That was funny. They did a really good job of snapping from frame to frame.
There are three things you can't do in virtual reality. What was it? Die, get grounded, or call customer support?
Yeah. I love that every time they'd be like, stop fucking with me. Or fucking with me.
They'd be like, fuck you.
No. Don't fuck me because I am you. Because then you'll just be fucking yourself.
This season's been really good.
It has.
The freemium one I really enjoyed.
Freemium game was really good.
They hit that shit on the ball.
I have two friends who are really, really into some game called Brave Frontier, where it is... Ooh, it's that game.
I play Clash of Clans because people at work do. I refuse to spend money on that game. Fuck that.
Good.
They have spent a pretty penny on that game.
No!
Yeah. I downloaded it just to play with them, and I got so bored because I almost had fun so much.
Almost.
Yeah.
I kind of forget about it. It works that way. Like Clash of Clans, I'll forget about it. So then when I'm like just dicking around on my phone, I'm like, oh yeah, this game. So then I go into it and, oh, it got sad. I go into it and I'll usually have an ass load of resources. So I get like 10 minutes of fun for every like week.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only freemium game that I ever spent like a shitload of time on, and I never spent any money on it, was on MySpace back when that was a thing. Mm-hmm. They had this game called Mobsters. And I got like...
I remember that.
Yeah. I got up to like over 100 on that, which was a feat. Like, it took a summer.
Oh, damn.
And
nice.
Then, like, at the end of that summer, everyone went, hey, let's do Facebook. And I went, yeah, sure. Let's do it. And I went over and I was like, oh, they have mobsters. Click, level one. I was like, nope, done. I'm not doing this shit again.
That's great. Yeah, that game kind of blew up on Facebook, too. I don't remember it on... I think I do remember it a little bit on MySpace, but... MySpace is kind of fucking blur.
Yeah. I remember
the MySpace years.
I remember my MySpace is F.E. Man.
F.E. Man?
Yeah, because...
Oh, are you doing like chemicals?
Oh, Iron Man.
Yeah, so I had my Iron Man costume.
I bet you were the smartest person
I am the smartest person. Well, it made sense because that was my profile picture. But like, I wouldn't just stick it out there and be like a face of me. Ah. Get my jokes.
I'm funny. Laugh at me.
But I put so many Legend of Zelda GIFs on my page that it would take like
that was
3 minutes to load.
Like, I was really happy when Facebook finally was like, "No, you can post GIFs and shit now." I'm like, "God damn, finally!" Because MySpace had that like right out the bat.
I think MySpace's customization was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You mean really gaudy? Everyone's page was fucking ugly as shit.
I love the sparkle pages. Sparkle pages were great. Or the people that would like put in the wrong HTML code and the page would just be so fucked up you couldn't read anything.
And MySpace always had those people that like you would add them as a friend and then they would post like, thanks for the ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, the fuck?
You were hot.
Yeah.
I clicked you.
And then like if anyone did that on Facebook, you'd be like, dude.
You're creepy.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You were creepy as fuck. Did you say you love me? Tam.
Yes.
Well, I mean...
And I mean it.
I'm married, so Matt's got to find a new bae.
You.
I have to find a new one. when she least expects it.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys want to move into gaming news?
One more bit of news.
Go for it.
I gotta get my phone. Oh,
okay,
quick.
So you weren't ready.
Jesus, load. I have 3 months, 6 days, 11 hours, 38 minutes, and 13 seconds before I can come.
Oh, yeah! Do you have a countdown app?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many days was it?
Jesus,
oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have any days.
I got everything else.
I like how
3 months, 6 days, 11 hours, 37 minutes, and 55 seconds.
I like how Tam and I looked at each other after Andy said, do you have a countdown app? After he literally just gave you the exact
I thought maybe
time.
I had it written on my hand.
I thought maybe like you had it like on your calendar or something and you mathed it really quick.
Wow, that's a lot of math. He got down to the second,
hey,
Andy.
There's some people that can math really well.
Not a people who sit next to you. Sorry, Andy, to burst your bubble, but I'm not the smarter version of Rain Man.
I mathed pretty well on last week's podcast. I think I added it to like 9 to 5 really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 14, by the way. See, did it again.
Oh, fuck.
We should all take abstinence with you. No. I'm married.
No, that's, I'm totally.
Actually, I'm married. I totally have my abstinence right there.
Well, who said anything about abstinence? I just can't release.
Oh, God, that's so.
That would be the worst.
It is. I'm not even worrying about it.
Hey, baby, I'm done. I'm just going to go. I can't
Did
do
you
that.
Did you finish? No, me neither. It's cool.
No, all right, cool. Call it. No, no. Cool. See you later.
Tell you what, Sam, I'll join you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really? Well, I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to make it all the way.
It's okay.
Now,
tomorrow. Fuck.
Can we retroact this?
Can we retroact
to the last time I released? So I can add it to my time. Instead of just starting now, can I start about 2 days ago?
So it's not 100%. Damn you, my mental shieldy wasn't up. I got 100% visual.
I've been in your room.
Master Chief Collection, it's so close. I guess sure for you.
Okay.
But like I have this a bunch of breathing stuff and I have to learn techniques and
I can breathe.
A bunch of bullshit too. Don't listen to my podcast, boss. Just kidding.
I think anything that makes you like not like what is the point of not like really like what does that train you for?
So
probably discipline.
Ancient Chinese secrets. It's all about your ki and your energy flow through your body. That's a release point, and the whole point of this 100 days is learning how to control your chi.
Okay.
So the very least that I can say. Have you guys ever seen the people who can take and like smash baseball bats with their shins and or like have four people all beside them and they'll breathe for a little bit and then all four people will punch them in the throat as hard as they can and they'll be fine?
I have seen like pain talk, the pain things like
I'm learning how to do that. Yeah. It's not a mind over matter thing. It's an energy thing. It's a chi thing.
So you're saying your throat's going to be a lot more sturdy.
I currently worked on an arm, and yes.
All right. So I'm going to be able to just dick punch you, and you're going to be able to take it, right?
I think that's the goal. It's also, you're also supposed to be able to not just take more, but you're supposed to be able to give more energy, too.
This is like, really dark, but like having that power, that's like, you're like the perfect, like, rapist.
Can't stop me. Jesus, Andy.
Well, I don't want to do
this
anymore. That's
why I prefaced it with dark.
Okay.
Like,
I want to poop on your chest. That taser, I'm not feeling it. Oh, you stabbed me. Not feeling it. Rape's happening.
You stabbed me, I'll stab you.
Mistakes were made.
I'm not the only one who's getting 9 hard inches of metal in them. But yeah, it's a bunch of breathing. I'm learning like an entire new martial arts system in like 100 days.
Could you focus all your energy in your fingertip and just like blast me through that door with a fingertip punch?
So I still want that. Did I tell you guys about my boss doing this and laying me out? I fucking killed me.
I vaguely remember something like this.
He barely hit me. And
yeah, you said when he came back, he tried it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's when he came back from.
That's what I'm learning how to do.
And is that what he went to do there? Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So he's been doing it for a little bit longer than I have, just because his instructor has been teaching him for a while, and now he's teaching me everything. So we're kind of have this son to father to grandfather effect in the martial arts. I'd like to. That is actually the career goal that I want. I don't want to own a martial arts school. I want to be the head instructor of a martial arts school. So most people go in and they want to own a martial arts school and make that profitable or whatever. And I don't want that. There's someone in our business who's, whose name is Dave Kovar, and his title is the Teacher of Teachers.
Ooh.
I want that title.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
Yeah.
See,
Teacher of Teachers.
I would never like to own a business. I would just like to like be the business because me and like Mark business and all that shit.
I think marketing's really cool, but I can't math.
Yeah, if it comes to like money and insurance and all that.
I'm still blown by that 9-to-5 thing.
It's 14.
Jesus. Stop it. I can only handle one per podcast.
One mind blown per podcast.
Well, we'll continue to blow your mind. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
Don't worry about that at all.
But yeah, I think that's all I got. Gaming.
No!
All right.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
For some odd reason, when I hear that drop, the instant music, I think the what's the fucking cave where it's just unlimited
Zubat cave? It's
Mount Moon.
Mount Moon. Yeah.
Like, just every time I hear that, I just think of Mount Moon for some odd reason.
Basically, fucking the herpes of Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I fucking hate Zubat.
I saw this really dark thing of, like, Zubats and, like, the reason they attack you so often.
Oh, yeah?
So they don't have eyes. And they don't have feet.
Okay.
And so they never get to rest. And that's the reason they attack you, is because all the Zubats are just hoping that you're the one Zubat. They're the Zubat that you pick for your collection, just so they can stay in the Pokeball and rest, because they're blind, they have no arms, they can't ever land. They're just feeling around blind in this cave, hoping to run into a trainer to finally have a rest. They're just going to fly themselves to death.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Appreciating that Zubat a little bit more now.
Fan, dude.
You animal.
Fucking dude. Yeah, fuck Zubats. Fuck Golbats. They're just a wider jawed Zubat.
My friend Tyler is like, Zubat's one of my favorite Pokemon. I'm like, fucking how?
Swans?
Yeah.
He I think he's like half troll.
He is kind of like half troll.
Because he really like is. Anyone who says Zubat's their favorite, I would instant go into like, you're fucking trolling me.
Yeah, but he fucking stuck by it. He's like, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, there's nothing good. It's got like that supersonic move that'll fuck you up, and mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
I fucking hate supersonic, and that's all I goddamn use.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection, is completely fucking broken.
All of it?
Oh, yeah, the matchmaking.
No,
everything. Oh, really?
The whole fucking game is...
Really?
Yeah.
Where's your god now?
Well, I mean, it's all fixable.
I know. How was that? How long did it take you to get that patch?
Oh, the patch took me like 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Not bad, but brutal.
Yeah. Like, Stefan and Leaper, they downloaded, they got the game digitally, so they had to get the game and the patch. And
oh,
it took
Jesus.
Them seriously like, it was like 9-10 hours.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, the game is fun. I've
okay,
played
good.
Custom games and campaign and stuff like that. It's not that it's not fun. It's just there's a lot of weird glitches, and one, matchmaking's not working very well. It takes forever to find someone.
See, that's the one thing that I've heard about it.
I've noticed it's easier if you go in by yourself.
Oh, really?
If you go in a group, weird things happen. Like, we had a group of four, and we went in, we waited forever to find people. We found people, and we got split up. There was three on one team,
oh.
And I was on the other team.
Oh.
Don't know why, but I was, so.
Hmm.
Do you think...
Did the three people win that team, or win that game?
No, my team won.
No.
Nice.
I don't know
what?
If I'd put three sabotagers on the other team, but okay.
It was, yeah, so it was 4v4, but we got split up.
Ah.
Yeah.
How does Anniversary look?
Really good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It's awesome. We were playing a custom Anniversary game called Ricochet, which is basically you grab a ball and try and throw it. It's like basketball almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So we were playing that a lot, and that was really fun. There's just some weird glitches, though, like, one time I spawned and I couldn't see my weapon.
Oh.
I had it, like, and I had the reticle.
Like,
but, like
the whole...
You know, when you look down, you can actually see it.
Yeah.
I wasn't holding anything.
Halo's never had Iron Crosses, right? Or Iron Aiming? Iron Cross Aiming?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I heard Halo 5 is going to have that, though.
Yeah, aim down sights.
Really?
Apparently, there was a leaked video where they were aiming down the sights. So.
I also saw sprinting. Was that another one?
Yeah, there was sprinting in Halo 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
A lot of people weren't big fans of it, though.
3 was the last Halo I played.
Then there were also weird things, like, I would, like, you, like, Tyler's color was green, but sometimes randomly he'd be white or something like that. And, there's also a glitch where when you join someone's party, for some reason, you'll become the party leader.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
So boot them.
You could join someone's party and then kick them out.
So, it sounds like a lot of, like, networking almost
issues. There's a lot of networking issues. One of the funniest issues is... If you win a game, you finish in Firth place.
Firth?
Oh,
Firth.
Yes.
I saw a picture of that on Reddit. Someone was like, someone forgot some spell check.
Yeah, Firth place.
That's great.
Wow.
At least it's not Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, have where you it doesn't load faces.
Yeah, that game just, holy shit. And then, like, today, the other day, the Ubisoft CEO was like, we would never release an Assassin's Creed game if it wasn't ready.
Clearly it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Well, the Master Chief Collection wasn't fucking ready. It's almost like we're playing a beta.
Really?
And I wonder if the
beta is going to be pushed back then for 5.
You know, I'm sure they could fix it. It's all kind of networking stuff. But
will they?
I'm waiting.
Will they?
They say they're going to.
No.
I mean, specifically right now, I have an article that says 343 Industries is not backing down from matchmaking issues. So
they're going to work on it.
Well, matchmaking's the biggest one.
Yeah. You know what's weird, and I think it's probably because Call of Duty uses the same goddamn engine, and they just upgrade the shit out of it. Mm. But Call of Duty never seems to have really big, like, launch. I've never had a Call of Duty that has had, like, launch day problems.
I remember someone mentioning that Advanced Warfare was having, like, long load times the first night. But honestly, for other games, like, if that's the biggest issue... I really don't give a shit.
Like Battlefield, it took them till this past September to fix their shit.
Well, and I was telling someone, it might have been on this podcast, that I was like, I really hope the Master Chief Collection multiplayer works, because no fucking multiplayer works anymore. On launch day, like, nothing fucking works.
World of Warcraft's new expansion. I guess WoW or Blizzard just got their shit rocked.
Great.
Yeah. So people have had to wait, like, 16-hour, like, queues and shit. It's just, like, nowadays, people should be prepared.
Yeah, no one's ever prepared.
So,
and I also have a theory that the age, and I'm really
you're
sorry,
cool.
The age of patching has totally made developers kind of lazy.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because they're like, oh, this doesn't work now. Well, we can ship it and patch it later.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's not even the developers. I wonder if it's
the company.
Yeah, the... I want to say producer.
No, the publisher. The developer and publisher.
Yeah. I wonder if the publisher's just like, yeah, we could, but they're still going to buy the game and you'll have to just patch it later. Yeah, they're going to be mad at you, not us. But
yeah, that does suck.
So what does this mean for AAA games? Do you think this is going to be the downfall of AAA? Or
no.
Someone's going to fuck up bad enough that... Like, it's going to be a lesson for someone to learn. But I don't know how bad you got to fuck up. Far Cry 4, though, on the up hand, been getting 10-10s.
Really?
So.
Well, so was the Master Chief Collection. And it came out fucking broken as shit, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So is GTA 5.
Yeah.
Getting that. Smash Bros. Comes out on Friday.
Yeah, so excited.
I am, because I'm getting it. I mean, I could send you pictures of it.
Yes, please. I wanted to get that $100 bundle for the adapter.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're all sold out online, like all the pre-orders.
Well, it looks like it sucks to suck.
It does. So I just have to wait for the second.
I also bought, because it comes with a GameCube controller, but I also bought like 3 cheap third-party GameCube controllers off eBay, so... Now I'm just going to have some just in case. Like, hey, you want to play Smash? Throw a GameCube controller at him.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
But, so the Master Chief Collection is fun when you can play it.
I saw a really cool comparison of the Halo 2, the black guy from Halo 2.
Sergeant Johnson?
Yeah, it was like Sergeant Johnson and then the anniversary and just fucking mind-blowing.
It's a different person.
Basically. Like, the graphics are getting so good now. You can see like separate facial hair.
It's just fun how like you could just jump between games without any issue. Like when we played the one matchmaking game we were able to play, we went to Team Slayer and you got the vote, and the three votes was a Halo 2 map, a Halo 2 anniversary map, or a Halo 3 map. And you just got to pick whichever one you wanted, and the Halo 2 anniversary won, so we played Halo 2 anniversary.
What's the difference between Halo 2 and Halo anniversary?
Halo 2 anniversary looks better, remade. The maps are brand, like, actually physically remade with new things in them. It plays a little more like Halo 4-ish. The HUD's different.
All right.
Halo 2, just on its own, is straight up Halo 2 from back in 2004.
All right. Cool. How's Halo 1 look?
Looks good.
All right, cool.
I mean, it still looks like Halo 1, but it's at least clean, you know.
So it's Halo 2 has the same exact graphics of original Halo 2. So like you just walk in and it's nostalgia.
I mean it's boosted up, but you know you can only boost the graphics so far. But it plays just like it did back in the day.
Cool.
So each game, you know how each game has its own different kind of feel and game type. You can play each like you did when it came out.
Got it.
So it's nice. You know, like Halo 1, fucking slow.
Yeah.
You could jump into Halo 1 game and you're fucking crawling around. You know, and then you could jump into Halo 2 and dual wheel, jump into Halo 3 and you have equipment. Halo 4, you have loadouts, you know, just all those different things. It's pretty cool.
Halo of Duty.
So, yeah. Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
MCC.
Microsoft is rumored to be considering the idea of reviving Battletoads.
I heard that there was like a trademark they registered or something.
Registered the trademark Battletoads.
And they own Rare, so.
They're going to do anything with Rare. They're going to give Battletoads to someone else.
The Killer Instinct bros.
Yeah.
Just, there you go.
So I heard from a different source that was not the IGN podcast that the main guy from Xbox.
Phil Spencer?
Thank you.
Oh,
actually went to Rare, and Phil Spencer was on the IGN podcast.
Oh. Okay.
And he was like, yeah, next week I'm going to Rare. I don't know what it's about. They like to keep everything secret from me, just for the surprise. And then immediately afterwards, they registered Battletoads. So,
oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know what sucks is Rare is totally owned by Microsoft, so there's going to be no PlayStation Battletoads. If they even do it.
Good, fuck them.
Yeah. If only you were someone that owned all the next-gen consoles.
This fucking guy.
Your ring looks nice, though.
I'm waiting. You look like you're about to respond. You want to say something about your wife?
If not, I will.
I'm just trying to figure out which one of these is your mouse.
You see? How do you not know which one's the fucking mouse?
You got four US...
Ah! Yeah, it's not USB.
I didn't see the PS2 there.
Yeah.
I'm so used to fucking USB. PS2 is so goddamn old.
It is old. All the USBs are the microphones. Huh. And the speakers. Ubisoft says no Blood Dragon 2.
Oh, yeah, that's not a biggie. Blood Dragon 1 was cool on its own.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this, so...
It was like an 80s parody expansion for Far Cry 3. It was crazy cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like neon lights, 80s horrible music, one-liners, laser guns. It was like a bad 80s sci-fi movie.
Now I'm upset that I've never seen it. I've actually never played a Far Cry game.
They're all pretty good, actually.
I heard they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're fun.
One was made by the Crysis dudes, so it was really good. Two was okay. It wasn't bad, but three like hit it on the nail. It was good. So that's why we're all.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking to him about Far Cry 4, and they're like, "Yeah, more like Far Cry 3.5." I'm like, honestly, I don't have an issue with Far Cry 3.5.
Yeah, no.
If that was the case,
3 was a blast. 3 was one of the only open world games that I've ever 100%ed because it was just so fun. It was a fun game. So that's why I'm so excited for 4. It's the same team, so
yeah.
It's going to be a blast. And you get a wingsuit, like, straight off the bat. So you can just fly around the Himalayas.
See, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Have you guys...
you can punch goats, too.
Have you guys heard anything about Shadow of Mordor?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, I've heard very good things about it.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it.
So, the ranking system, or the combat system in the game, is really, really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's made by the Fear guys.
Yeah.
Which is really neat.
Do you guys know how it works?
No.
I'm kind of aware.
So, basically, in the background of the game, you have all of these different like generals or whatever from the Uruk-hai army. And what you do affects them, and what they do affects them. So you'll have like two war chiefs, and while you're off doing some other thing, they're going to fight. One of them's going to die, and then the other one's going to get promoted and become stronger. So like in the background, you'll get like a message of, oh, this guy killed this guy, and now he's the leader of this horde and this horde.
Oh.
So if you go kill this guy, he's stronger or whatnot.
Nice.
And you can take and kill guys and lower them down. But if, like, let's say some little randy dude kills you, he's going to get promoted. Like, that character gets promoted up into the army.
Nice.
I know there's also the nemesis system, too.
Yeah. I want them to do that for the new Arkham game.
That'd be cool.
Kind of cool.
Wouldn't it?
Like, between the main bad guys and their clans?
So, the Penguins dudes just took out one of Two-Face's generals. Some little fucking dude killed you, and now he's a lieutenant in Falcone's army. Ugh.
That game keeps getting fucking pushed back, man. Like, either... Okay. Like, I know it's gonna be good. It's the original developer. Those guys are fucking perfect, but it just... I'm just like, they showed it. It was supposed to come out in October. What the hell has pushed it back so much?
Matchmaking and not looting faces.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So would you guys rather have a game pushed early and it's slightly broken?
I would wait.
Okay.
I would wait for a better product, always.
I know people always say the thing like, what happened to finishing games? But there is a point where you do actually have to stop so you can publish it.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. But like, so if there was like minor things like, oh yeah, there's a frame rate drop in level 4, like whatever, fucking publish it and patch it. But if there's major issues, yeah, I'd rather wait.
Yeah, I would rather always wait for them to, it's always a better product.
I also had a cool idea for the Arkham multiplayer, but I don't think they're going to have any.
No. Those games are always single player.
Origins had multiplayer.
Origins had?
Mm-hmm. And it was really, it was an interesting concept, but it was not executed very well.
Assassin's Creed always had multiplayer, and I played it once, and I fucking hated it. It was just so dumb.
Well, figure out who else is an assassin and then kill them.
It's always the people that fucking run.
Yeah.
That's it. It's always people that run.
The way that Origins multiplayer worked was you had 5 people in a match, which was weird to begin with. You had Batman, Robin, not 5. You had 3 teams. You had 2 teams of bad guys, Bane and a couple of bad guys, and then someone else had a couple of bad guys, and then you had Batman and Robin. Bane and the bad guys were trying to fight each other. Batman and Robin was fighting everybody.
Hmm.
The problem is like in the game, you don't ever get to practice with Bane and the bad guys. So the people who get Batman and Robin like win because they know how to play the game.
Oh yeah.
That
makes sense. Okay, that makes total sense.
So it's like, here's this Batman game. Oh, now it's a shooter. Have fun.
Yeah, it makes sense.
My idea was you take and you almost have like a Smash Run type thing where you have everybody's on like the same map going and getting power-ups throughout the city. You have a time limit, and like you have the Bat family, Batman, Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, whatever, and they go in and they're protecting the city, different parts of the city, and whoever is doing the most combos, getting the most points of picking up achievements or whatever, at the very end, that's the person who wins.
Not a bad idea. I like team play games. I suck at like single multiplayer. Sorry, I trailed off.
Yeah, you trailed off at the end there. All right, let's go into technology news, guys.
Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
All right, first thing we got here, Kim.com got banned from his own website.
Who?
Kim.com.
No fucking way.
Well, I mean, he can unban himself. It's his own fucking website.
Yeah.
But, yeah, some pranksters got him banned for a DCMA request on his own website.
Oh, dude, I thought it was something that was going to affect Mega Upload.
Nope.
I love me some Mega Upload.
You'll have to explain for me. I'm sorry.
He runs MegaUpload.com. Okay. You know, you can upload whatever the fuck you want to that. Apparently, Mega's copyright abuse system is pretty easy to get someone removed from the website. So people did it to Kim.com himself.
They just need to find like his account name. Then
that's funny.
All right.
It was pretty funny.
I just got really scared for a second. I was like, "Oh, Mega's gone again."
Let's do that to Matt sometime.
Just get him banned. Just get him banned from
his own house. I was thinking like the podcast Facebook page, but yeah, let's make him homeless. That'd be way funnier.
Psych, just a joke. Oh, your mom actually hates you now. Oh shit.
Firefox has a new forget button that will erase just enough of your history.
Just enough?
Yeah. It's a button, and then when you click on it, it says forget the last, and then you have options for 5 minutes, 2 hours, or 24 hours.
Oh, you can't do the end of time.
Well, you can when you actually go to your clear history. But if you just want to forget the last 5 minutes or 2 hours, it's two clicks away.
Well, I guess that's a sort of neat feature for maybe like libraries or public use
fapping.
Computers. Yeah, or definitely fapping. Definitely.
I won't have to use that for 3 months, 6 days, 11 hours, 10 minutes, and 49 seconds.
Me too, because I'm doing it with you.
Yes!
Except you're probably going to bail. I just want to let people know that now. I'm probably going to bail.
Give us details of how it goes down, okay?
Right.
I'm going to send weekly prostitutes to your place. Just, Tam here to release. That's all I was told to say. Here to release. That's all.
Let's make a door-to-door prostitute service.
Call it hosing you. Hosing you. Gonna get
we'll hose you down so you can go down on hose.
Take a shower first, seriously.
Did you guys hear about Taylor Swift taking her songs off Spotify?
Yeah, it sounds like it was just kind of like a B move.
Yeah, there's an article here, What Taylor Swift Doesn't Mean for Spotify. Basically, taking her songs off Spotify doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
Yeah, Spotify's got a huge fucking library. I didn't even know that her songs were on Spotify, so...
Yeah. I don't really use Spotify.
So. Yeah, Pandora. That's all I use.
Yeah.
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 Pandora represent. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Now we need some free shirts. Pandora.
Yeah, please give us free shirts.
Yeah. Or...
Or sponsor us on
an email would be cool.
Just an email, that'd be nice.
Just any sort of acknowledgement.
Let us know you're listening.
That's all. Like, I like you, Pandora. You're a cool chick.
Cool chick. Keep that box at home, though.
Ha!
Thank you.
I got it.
I'm assuming that's what they're named after.
Probably.
The horrible chaos of a box.
Horrible chaos of music. You just open it up and it's every genre ever. Just you hear it at once and it's
all of it and just
every music at once. That's how it gets you.
Did you guessed it?
Whoo!
You was right.
The whole song is like that. Just whoo!
Skyler showed me that song. He bought it just so that he knows that his fans are that artist fans are supporting him.
Nice. All right, guys. To be honest, that was all I had for technology news.
Yeah.
You got nothing.
I got nothing. I was going to pull something out of my ass.
Look.
How far off do you think robot dicks are?
Don't half-ass two things. Whole-ass one thing.
Matt, to you, I want that on my tombstone. Andy, to you, I feel like Japan's working on it currently.
Well, was it Japan that came up with the auto blow?
No.
No, okay.
No, that was an American invention.
Oh, god damn it.
All right, guys, let's go into news.
News team!
I wanted this drop.
Did you?
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
Damn.
Every once in a while, I'll try and make throwbacks to the podcast at work and then realize that no one at work listens to the podcast. So, like, the other day, I was talking to Josh. I'm like, yeah, kind of like the auto blow, too. And then I'm like, oh. Yeah, he just kind of looked at me. I'm like, nah, that was podcast.
Just kidding. I'm married.
Yeah. An Idaho biology teacher is facing disciplinary action after killing and skinning a rabbit in class to show students where their food comes from.
Is she hot?
I have no idea if it's a man, a woman.
Anything. Oh, sorry. That's just my auto. My auto question.
It just says an Idaho biology teacher.
It's probably a dude if he was skinning it. I had some cool biology teachers throughout school. They were just chill. One had an iguana.
Biology teachers throughout school? How many times did you take biology?
Sorry. Like, I guess science teachers.
Okay, there we go.
There, yeah. Like, one had a rabbit that was just fucking sweet. He just let the thing hop around. One had an iguana that did it.
This one used to have a rabbit.
Yeah, this one did used to have a rabbit.
All right, little Harry, let's go. Traumatized all. Did it say what grade? Just middle school?
It's high school. So oh, 10th high school. Graders.
Okay.
So they funny.
Traumatized some girls.
A funny science story.
Mm-hmm.
At Millard West, we had a particular teacher. His name was Mr. Higgins.
Wait a minute.
We all went to the Millard schools. Get it? The three Millard schools?
Yeah.
Three of us all went to separate Millard schools.
Three Millard combo.
Three Millard combo. What happens with North, West, and South combine?
We get a shitty podcast.
We admit it.
But he had this new age way of teaching of like, you had a rubric every chapter of this. You had to get X amount of points in order to pass the chapter. And these different activities were worth different amount of points. And you had like small points, middle, medium points, large points. And you had to do a certain number of all of them to get a
right.
The grade.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was writing poems. You could write poems using the words.
Nice.
And me and my small group of friends went, let's make haikus. So we made haikus, and it was like a middle tier stat. So we
nice.
We just got a bunch of free points. My sister went to the same class afterwards, and they were like, they would tell stories about our group. Like, you can't use haikus because of this one group of students who did it and broke the system. So you have to give me a real poem.
Nice.
Our grade in middle school got Sharpies banned for, like, lifetime behind us. Like, my sister was like, yeah, thanks for not having Sharpies anymore. It's great. Because we would just fucking write on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just everything.
And then with middle school kids, 90% of it was probably dicks.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of them were dicks.
Did you guys see Kim Kardashian's ass?
Like, it looked like it. My very first thought was Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Dude, I don't know why, like, but I love her ass.
I'm going to look at her ass.
Was that 2 days ago?
6 days. And
huh? Was that the 2 days ago?
No. I don't think so. I'm sure it played some sort of part. But, like, if that... The thing is, like, it's huge. Like, on a normal person, like... I'd be like, wow, that is way too big. But for something about it, it's like cotton candy at the fair. It's like fucking novelty.
Like, I haven't seen any really high quality images, but the images I saw, it looked like there
it's
was like
shiny.
It was shiny, but
very shiny, hiney.
There were things that to my eye looked photoshopped. Like I was seeing like blurred.
No, that picture.
I know it's
photoshopped.
I know it's photoshopped. But for a professional magazine that was trying to... Oh, by the way, that shit did not break the fucking internet.
You can't fucking break
no. If it. No. Maybe if there was a fappening that involved, like, Jennifer Lawrence, Katy Perry, and like, Taylor Swift, the internet might have, like
yeah.
a little Taylor bit.
Taylor Swift.
But,
that'd yeah, be huge.
The internet, like, might have, like, would have jerked, like a little bit. But no, you can't break the internet. But just from a professional aspect about photoshopping... That shit looked horrible.
Hmm.
Like, I was seeing, like, blurs and, like, broken pixels and shit. But, like yeah. I said, I haven't seen a high-quality one, so... Or a high-res one, so I don't know.
Have you guys seen all the rebuttals to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty funny. I thought about it, but I don't. I'm out of quarters.
It's dollars.
Out of them too, I
quarters
guess.
Can make dollars.
That's true.
You need four of them. So, yeah, that ass.
It's a big ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And the magazine was random, just paper.
Yeah, paper magazine.
That's the name of the magazine, just paper. I had never heard of that magazine until that day.
I heard you got paid $43 million for those photos.
How the fuck do they have that much money?
Yeah, they're a magazine I've never heard of before.
How does any magazine have that much money?
Yeah, that's true. Time probably doesn't even have that much money. Unless
someone got paid $43 million. For like, pictures.
Like, I'm not gonna come down on her for that. If I could get paid $43 million to take four pictures of myself,
like,
I would do it.
She started out making a porno. She's done very well for herself.
Yeah.
If someone said, "Hey, Matt, take off your pants. I'm gonna take four pictures. And I'll give you $43 million," I'd be like, "Okay, Tam," but I need to see the money first.
And I'd go, damn it, you found me out.
I'm doing a quick Google search because if she did.
She did what?
If she did get $43 million, that's just, oh.
If she got $43 million, like, I don't think the anger should be directed at her.
Yeah.
It should be directed at paper for offering paper that much money.
If you think it's ridiculous. Like, because like I said, if someone fucking came up to me, especially Kim, she's like, you realize I had a sex tape, right? Like.
Like, all the goodies are out.
Yeah, so you want to take a nicely photoshopped picture of my body? Okay.
Yeah.
So while you're looking that up, there's a corn maze in California that has people calling 911.
She was not paid.
At all?
Nope. Sure. Kim was not paid to appear in the magazine, a rep from paper tells E! News.
Huh.
She was excited to... It was basically the photographer... She wanted to work with the photographer that bad. Like, he was probably like a really... he's a very famous French photographer, and apparently she wanted to work.
Now, if there's someone to be lucky, it's that fucking photographer.
Yeah. Paper has never paid anyone to be on its cover.
That's odd. Like, I wouldn't look down on a magazine if they paid someone to be on their cover, because that sells magazines.
I guess you got to give them more props, for getting the photographer to do something in their magazine, yeah. I guess. So
there is a corn maze that is 63 acres in Northern California. People keep calling 911 because they're getting lost.
Oh, jeez.
What? Why not? Okay.
63 acres. That's giant, man.
Apparently, Matt Cooley. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck he is. Oh, he's the owner of Cool Patch Pumpkins. He said the sheriff will call him and says, "Hey, we got another one." one quote, "I don't know what to do anymore. We've been in here like 4 hours," one caller told police. Who was perhaps not aware that corn stalks are not impenetrable and can be walked through in an emergency situation.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't look up the number to the freaking pumpkin place? That's your first
if
thought?
If they can make a phone call, they have service. You gotta have, like, I'm pretty sure Google Maps would be like...
But guys, like, think about it this way. Like, have you guys been in, like, a cornfield?
I have.
You can walk fucking through it.
Yeah. at the Valles one, I just watch. I do a straight line.
So if you get lost, just fucking walk in a straight line one direction. You'll come out the other side.
The corn husks hurt my skin.
They do, though.
That's why just some basic girl's like, I can't even right now get out of this corn maze.
Haven't you ever heard of corn rash?
I haven't had a Starbucks in 4 hours. Our supplies ran dry.
My hazelnut and praline latte's cold.
I had to drink Becky's. What a bitch.
You're a basic bitch, Sarah. I just can't get enough paninis and mac and cheese.
These Uggs are fashionable, but they hurt my feet. These leggings are not warm
Veronica's
at all.
Veronica's like that. She takes fashion over comfortability, and she'll just bitch about it all night. I'm like, why'd you fucking wear them? Because they look good. I'm like, no, just wear some fucking flat shoes, bro.
Yeah. My feet have actually been hurting lately because I've been wearing my boots again. I guess I'm not used to my boots. Because, like, I take them off. I'm like, ow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you wearing socks with them?
Yeah. Bring it back.
Yeah, I'm wearing socks. Well, on that note, that will do it for news. And that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. So remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3-HitCombo PC, but we never tweet, so why bother? Search for us on YouTube, 3-HitCombo Podcast, and email us 3-HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com.
We have to be like the worst podcast. No, there's got to be worse. There has to be.
Oh, easy.
We at least, I think, sound entertaining. There's got to be some that are just fucking boring or horrible.
Right.
We're the world's most chilly podcast. We have to find
someone else more chilly.
Yeah.
Can't.
The whole podcast is just. Hey, guys.
So, for Tim and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.